They don't never want to stay here no more. Let them go. They doing better already. They want to wake up and get a heap of money. Heap of money, you know, they ain't doing nothing with it. But throwing it away, but they want to wake you know why they can get a heap of it. If they're going to save it, it'll be another thing. They ain't going to save nothing. They going to buy them cars, you know, and ride. That's what they do. I got three boys, and I one of them got 10 children.
Yeah.
And the other one got 2. And the baby ain't got none.
Do you know how to drive?
No, I never drove a car in my life. I wouldn't have sense enough to do that. I wouldn't do that.
How do you get around?
Well, I tell you that I ain't been getting around until I got sick. I called the folks and they'd come get me. Mm-hmm. Down like Miss or some of them folks down there, they'd come get me. I got to go talk to the people at the lumber. They said for me to be standing by, I said they want to ask me something. I don't know what they want to ask me. But I know what I ain't going to do.
What's that?
I ain't going to let them cut me. I know I ain't going to do it. I know what I ain't going to do. A doctor asked me, he said, listen, so what kind of big talk got to get in the doctor? I said, honey, I ain't going to talk to the doctor no big talk. I just told him what I wasn't going to do, and I ain't going to do it. It ain't bothering me. They told me they just got to treat this thing. That's what I let them do. But when they cut them, my little folks are getting around just like me. Till they cut them. When they cut them, you see, you die in so many pains. You don't die like you ought to. You just be so sick. Don't ever let nobody cut you if you got a cancer. And they just let them treat it.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't sick every day. I'm not sick every day. I'm just sick today. I'm not sick every day. Now what I mean today is my throat and that foot right there.
Yeah.
It's gone down now. That may be one, but that ain't now. You know what ailed that foot?
What?
I dropped a churn of milk on that foot 40 years ago and cut them needles in two. That ain't no cancer unless it's cut the one, you know.
Cut what in two?
That leader down on my toe. See them leader?
Yeah.
Because I see it standing alone, the blood is steaming.
Brother,
yeah, now that what is my foot. I don't know what is my foot.
Other than that, have you been pretty healthy?
Listen, man, I ain't never been sick till I had to go up behind and see about this cancer. I ain't never missed a day's wait since I've been a grown woman for 60. Till here I had that cancer. And you know how he done me?
Yeah.
He didn't do like folks said. I couldn't stand up like I wanted to go cook. Someone was pulling me. I had put a heap of pillows in a chair and set up to the stove. When I stand up, something just pulling. And I went in the hospital one day, and the young woman in there, she went down there too on the chemist plate. There was a young woman in there. She was way younger than me. She said, Miss Linda, how you do? I said, I ain't doing too good. She said, something pulling me. She said, something that's pulling me, down. Well, I kept asking about it. I said, how is Sunday? Said, she ain't doing good. Said, Sunday's cold. I said, well, how is it? Said, Sunday got a cancer. And that's the way I found out what it was. She come in that Lord, just had it fixed where she could stay there. She said, someone's pulling her down. They do. They just like, these are cancers just like you swinging on something. If it's up in here, it's the same way pulling you. The evening pulling. You can't have no peace with it. You don't have no peace.
Yeah.